This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans are cleaning up after that fierce snowstorm hit the South, traveled through the mid-Atlantic up the East Coast, and dropped a foot of snow or more in parts of New York State, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. In Pittsburgh's Brookline neighborhood, this man was frustrated by the piled-up snow.
I'm supposed to go actually pick up my wife from work, but it's going to be hard to get up the hill to go get her, so... That's kind of frustrating.
He talked to WTAE-TV in Pittsburgh. Today in Washington, the Senate will be back at work. It begins debate on the voting rights bill. The AP's Jennifer King.
After leading a march across the Frederick Douglass Bridge in Washington, D.C., Martin Luther King III and his family had a message for President Biden and lawmakers, calling on them to honor his father's legacy by passing stalled voting rights legislation.
No more empty words. Don't tell us what you believe in. Show us. With your vote.
At a news conference, King decried laws passed in 19 Republican-led states that have made it harder to vote in response to former President Trump's false claims about election rigging.
These laws are being passed with knife-like precision to cut black and brown voters out of the process.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Health experts stress that the coronavirus spreads mainly through people coughing, sneezing, speaking, or breathing, but... this morning, Chinese state media report parcels mailed from overseas may have spread the Omicron variant in Beijing and elsewhere. Overseas health experts doubt that the virus can be transmitted via packaging. We are learning that the armed man who took four people hostage during a standoff at a Texas synagogue had spent time in area homeless shelters in the 2 weeks leading up to the attack. Malik Faisal Akram was killed after the hostages ran away. Authorities are not yet saying who shot him. This is AP News. A federal appeals court is redirecting a challenge to Texas's abortion law to state court.
In a 2-1 decision, a 3-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals sends Texas cardiac activity abortion law to the state Supreme Court, made up of 9 Republican justices. The law bans abortions once cardiac activity is detected, around 6 weeks before some women even know they're pregnant. It's been in effect since the U.S. Supreme Court kept it in place and allowed only a narrow challenge to proceed. The Texas Supreme Court has no timetable for when it might take up the case. Last month, the U.S. Supreme Court, in a case out of Mississippi, signaled it might roll back abortion rights, even possibly overturn Roe v. Wade, in a ruling expected later this year. I'm Tim McGuire.
Sotheby's in the UAE is auctioning a 555-carat black diamond, expected to go for about $7 million or more. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2/4 of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.